Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
This is what my anxiety honestly is. About having the TV show. Maybe I should talk about this on the thing.
It's on now.
It is?
Yes. We are up and running, folks.
Oh, my God. Why were you letting me talk without me knowing I was on?
Because I thought you were going to say something. We're up and running.
I was going to say something. Because you just told me right now that New Jersey something or other.
New Jersey News.
Is going to do some story on us, and they're going to tape us doing the podcast.
At our house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gives me anxiety, not because of the podcast, but like I hate doing the podcast. I think everybody knows that. But
talk up, please.
That's one of the reasons why I hate it. And the radio thing, like, is fine, you know, that we're doing. But most of the reason I like it is because no one sees me. Like we just got word that we're gonna make a pilot presentation for some network.
We'll move on to that in a
second. But my anxiety is not about anything except like I have to be in front of a camera. Disgusting. It horrifies me.
Well, how do you think I feel? I have to look at you every day.
Yeah, I know.
Non-stop.
Like on stage, it doesn't bother me for some reason because I guess it's like more fleeting or something.
What?
I don't see myself. That's what it is. Okay. Like I can't even look at pictures of myself.
We'll get into everything in one second.
I might have a disorder. Called ladiness.
You have many disorders.
None that they'll give me Percocet for.
Is that still around? Is people still?
I couldn't think
Percocet?
Of a drug. Is that a good drug?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess Percocet is the drug people say when they want to say a drug. Percocet. Okay. Here's my dilemma. It's not my dilemma. This is what I'm doing, and. I'm getting a car today. Here's what I'm doing. Real quick. My car is a 2010 BMW 528 XI, which is the middle BMW. 328, which you have, is a regular BMW. Then the 528, then the, I think, 535, then the 7 Series. My car is a 2010 with 71,000 miles and a year and a half left on its warranty, a year and a half. Now, I've only been driving it for a year and a half. Okay. I am trading it in, but I'm downgrading. I'm going to a Mercedes C-Class, which is the same class of car that you have, which is the 328 and a BMW. I'm going to the C-Class, but it's...
You know what I know about my car?
What?
Four-door.
Four-door? There you go. And this is a four-door, and it's the same color as your car. But this is a 2013 with 2,000 miles. So I'm giving my car and $18,000, basically $35,000 I'm spending. $17,000 are given to me for my car, and $18,000 in the cashier's check for a 2013 C300 Mercedes, you know, Bluetooth, but it only has 2,000 miles and 5 more years on the warranty. So I think I'm making a good choice when it comes to mileage and warranty. The only problem is I'm going down in the grade of car. I'm going from more of a luxury, bigger car to a smaller car. You know, so it's kind of freaking me out. And we're doing this all today. Like, we have a lot. We're doing so much shit today. I played golf because I promised this guy I would take him to TPC course in Princeton. So I took him to the TPC course in Princeton. Then I realized, okay, I'm going to do this car deal. And I was going to do it Monday. And I talked to the guy. I said, look, I'll buy the car today if they can come to my house and deliver it and do the paperwork at my house. Right? So I went to the bank, got the money out, got a cashier's check. I got to go clean my car out, which is a pain in the ass. You know, you take everything out that you don't even know why you have in your car. Bonnie had to straighten his house and pack because we're going to Montreal. Okay.
Our house was crooked.
You know, what was that?
Our house was crooked.
What do you mean it was crooked?
You said I had to straighten it.
Yep. Bonnie had to straighten our crooked house. Okay. And we have to work in New York tonight. Did you get a spot? I'm doing a show at Caroline's tonight.
I didn't even attempt to get a spot.
But I'm doing all Indian show.
I don't want to go there. Not because of the Indian thing. I just...
Well, where are you going to go?
Boring at Caroline's. I don't know.
Just going to let you run off willy-nilly?
I won't just run around the city. I'll have white pants on and that's...
Well, you know, because we're taking your car.
It's going to be too dirty.
Locking the trunk of your car kind of scares me because if we have our luggage... Your car could be broken into.
And now everybody knows exactly what kind of car it is. And
yeah.
They'll just look for that car with
to take our luggage
plates, and they know
we have luggage.
Luggage in there.
And they'll take our clothes. My sister's house was broken into yesterday, and they stole clothing. Who steals
so
clothing?
Weird.
Who steals clothing?
It sounds so fishy to me.
Well, it was an inside job.
Yeah. Who lives with your sister?
No, I'm saying it was... Probably, I don't want to accuse anybody because I don't know who her staff is. So now Bonnie did the house. We got to try to get a hotel room tonight because we got to fly out of LaGuardia tomorrow morning and
go to Montreal. Where we're doing our live podcast. Can you stop repeating everything I say?
I will stop repeating everything you say. We're the Sklar. Now we are the Sklar brother.
I wonder
podcast.
How, I've never listened to their podcast, but I wonder if it's like that.
It's like their act?
Yeah, where they like...
They are the two nicest guys on the planet. You can't be any nicer than the Sklar
brothers.
They're great
guys, and they're very funny.
I haven't seen them, but I know they're good actors. I know every time I see them on something, they pull
remember
it
we used
off.
To do a shout-out? Shout-out to the Sklars.
Well,
they'll probably be in Montreal. They're always in Montreal every time I go.
Montreal, you know what I like about Montreal?
Nothing.
Nothing. They offered us two shows. One, what?
25 miles
outside
from our hotel.
Outside of Montreal. And then another one with absolutely no pay. And yeah. And we said no. What? You know, I mean.
I wrote in all caps, pass.
Yeah, I wrote pass with three S's.
I don't need
That's
to
how
do stand-up anymore in my life.
I don't want it. What do I got to gain out of it? I go there. What do I got to gain?
You love the craft, man.
No, I know. If I stop in somewhere and decide to do a guest spot, yes. But I don't need to go do fucking free shows at my age. I'm not trying to get something. Ooh, look what he's going to get going up in Montreal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We already have shit going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a Tuesday night.
Radio show. We're doing it again next Tuesday.
They said yes to us?
They already asked me if we can do Tuesday.
Oh my, are they going to make us do it every Tuesday?
I hope so. Tuesday's a good day.
Oh.
Why? When do you want to do it?
It just is like, it's this podcast over. It's like, I'm done. What am I going to, how many words can you say incorrectly? I mean, I don't know how.
I haven't said anything incorrectly because we're reinventing ourselves.
How? Taking calls?
The radio show's taking calls and we can bring
but
in guests.
But it's 2 hours long.
But we could bring in guests, stupid.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know that we could do that.
I've never taken a mic out.
I was just going to say, this is like a new you. You've sat back in your chair. You're holding the mic in your hand.
Yeah, what is going on?
If you start walking around and doing crowd work in here.
What gets me is the only thing that scares me about buying this Mercedes, the last time I bought a Mercedes, Opie and Anthony got fired the day after.
Well, it must be just when you start thinking about buying a Mercedes that bad stuff happens to Opie
and
Anthony.
No, I bought it the day I bought it. The next day they got fired.
Right.
Yeah.
But in this situation, Anthony got fired. So maybe you started thinking about the Mercedes.
Well, the second I signed, what was that?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the second I signed for the Mercedes, Sears will go, you know what, we decided against Tuesday.
So what? Who cares? What are they paying us? Nothing, probably.
No, they're going to pay us.
I mean, they're paying us something, but it's, come on. Really?
$40,000 a show. What happened to the TV? Why do you, every time I see you come in life, you look so much different and so much more like a third world type kid, like from another country.
She just won't brush her hair.
Well, she doesn't at all.
Don't play with the ball while we're doing our podcast.
You don't look like, I don't know what you look like. You look like a little Indian kid. Not Indian. Something. She looks like something.
You can't get fired from our podcast, so go crazy.
Raina, get out with the ball. She just told you not to bounce the ball.
She wants you to go up and fix the TV.
No, it's you. You don't know. Dad doesn't know how to fix the TV.
Oh, now you got to go fix the TV. What's wrong with the TV? Raina, come here. Raina, if Mommy's leaving, you have to come here. Raina, you have to be the co-host while Mommy's fixing the TV. And we can talk about your birthday. All right, I don't need either one of them, okay? Because I got a hole-in-one this week. Oh, I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about my hole-in-one. After playing golf for probably, 30 years, you know, I guess I've been playing golf for 30 years. I must have spent a lot of money on that game. A lot of money. You know, I didn't play as much back then as I do now, but I've been playing for years. I got a hole-in-one. It was 145 to about 150 yards, and I choked up on a 7-iron straight to the green, hit the green, and I saw it tracking right to the pin, and then I couldn't see it anymore, and the guys I were playing with said, I think you got a hole-in-one. I go, if I got a hole-in-one, I'll give you both a hand job. And then we drove up to the green. I didn't see the ball anywhere. You know, it wasn't hit hard enough to go over the green, I didn't think. And boom, there it was in the hole. And I got a hole-in-one. And I go, you know, I scream like I thought I guess you think you're supposed to go, whoa, yay, whoa. You know, I did all that on the outside. But I really didn't feel like that on the inside. You know what I mean? Like you think, oh, it's a hole-in-one. I'm supposed to, And then the next hole I birdied. But, you wait your whole career, golfing career, to get one. You get one and, okay, I had a hole-in-one. You know what I'm saying? And today, I hit a 7-iron on that hole. That was about 150. Today I hit a 7-iron, and I was playing a hole like 155. It went 165, 170. So I'm hitting my irons a lot better, if you wanted to know that. A little golf talk. I was talking about my hole-in-one.
Golf talk with Richard Voss. The TV's not working. I don't know what's wrong with it.
What do you mean,
the
TV?
I couldn't fix it. And then I said, well, use your iPad and watch Netflix. And then that wasn't working. So now she's watching Amazon on the iPad.
Well, you just got to unplug the box. Hold on.
No, I'll just do it after. She's watching Amazon. It's fine. I can't talk.
I don't really have a lot of time to fix stuff around here. I'm buying a car. I'm moving. I'm shaking. I got to take a shower. I got this Indian show tonight.
Oh, you don't have to take a shower.
Saturday I was working in Pennsylvania, in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Already I'm glued to my...
It was fun. It was
my chair.
It wasn't crowded. Yeah, I don't know. 50, 60 people. The first night they ever had it at this place.
Mm-hmm.
The owners were very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And then up the road at Fernwood Resort was an all-black urban show.
Mm-hmm.
So the comic that opened for me at my place, this white guy, he does black rooms. I'm sure he stinks. Texted me and said, hey, if you want to come down to a guest spot. So I went down there, and it's a resort, a black resort. And the headliner was on. They go, do you want to do a guest spot? I go, well, it's kind of disrespectful to go on after the headliner. They go, no, don't worry. So I went up, and I haven't done an all black. There was some white people there. And all these old white waitresses.
Don't tell that joke again, because I don't want a fake laugh at it, and I don't even get it.
All these white, I'm not telling the joke, I'm just saying it's all these old white waitresses. And
old white waitresses?
Yeah, they were like old, like they've been there since it was, you know, opened, you know.
Since it was a white establishment?
Yeah, when they used to get tipped. Because now, you know, they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, my God, Richard.
Well, they when I said it, the audience laughed because they knew they don't tip.
Yeah, but really, you could say it about, like...
Old Jews don't tip.
You could say old Canadians, old anybody's, old anybody, you know.
Well, no, here's who doesn't tip. Europeans don't tip. I don't know if Canadians do or don't.
Well, I don't know. My parents don't tip very well. They, like, think they do, but they...
Okay, Europeans don't tip. Old Jews don't tip. The younger generation does now.
Right.
The older one doesn't. All black people don't.
Rappers will make it rain.
What's that?
They'll make it rain, baby.
Who, rappers? Yeah. What do you mean they'll make it rain?
I don't know. Isn't that a thing in a strip joint? They make it rain.
Oh, I don't know.
Throw bills around.
You would know if anybody would know about strip joints. When did you dance? When you were in college or just in Canada? When were you a dancer?
In the mornings. Mostly.
All right. You know,
was that a good joke? Was that a good joke? You, like, what did you think when you were like, when were you dancing? When were you dancing? Like, what? Like, where'd you think that was going to go? Into some kind of hilarious sketch or... That was your joke, just to say, like, when did you dance? Was that, you thought, that's enough. That's good right there.
Yeah, I thought you would add to it.
When did you dance?
I thought you would make it better.
Well, I said in the mornings, you didn't go further than that. Then it's your turn.
I knew it wasn't going anywhere. It was just stupid. And I've been talking this whole podcast.
Well, you kept saying it over and over.
Why don't you tell them you finished your book?
I finished my book. What if they think I just meant some reading one?
That would be me.
Yeah, send it in to my editor. We'll see what happens.
That's it?
I mean, it's kind of like, I still don't have a title. I mean, I kind of have one in my head, but I don't think they're going to let me use it. But
what?
I don't want to say.
Something to do with sex?
No.
Oh.
Why? It's not a...
It's not about your career. It's about everything.
Did you just say sex and then it's not about your career?
Yeah.
Like, what? How does that work out?
What do you mean?
In your mind? That I had sex in order to get here?
Oh, no.
Because trust me.
No.
This pussy could get me a lot farther than here.
Oh, no, it couldn't.
I held my pussy back. This mouth held this pussy back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something.
The yakin'.
First of all, let me tell you something. This guy right here.
Yeah. I see you're pointing. For those of you who can't see, he's pointing at himself.
You know, was doing really well. And then you came along. Okay, so don't act like...
I think we both improved our lots in life. I'm not trying
to
say...
We improved?
Yeah, when we married each other.
That improved? You just said, what are you, psychopath? You just said you could have got a lot more with that than me.
Well, that doesn't mean I'd be happy.
Well, what do you mean by a lot more? Money?
Yeah, I could be living in a mansion somewhere.
No, you couldn't. In a mansion? Why? Who has a mansion that you could have, that offered you to move in?
I don't know. I never attempted those kinds of things. I just only ever... That's why my pussy's mad at me. It's like, another comedian? Are you fucking kidding me? Let's go for something bigger. But, you know, I love to laugh.
See,
it must suck though to be married to someone where you have to listen to their dumb job all the time. Ugh, I couldn't imagine. There was a woman, a neighbor, that was telling me about her job in great detail at the pool recently, and I was thinking, this is what it's like to be married to somebody who has a job that, you know, it's like, it's so boring. What are you going to do? Okay, so we have some good news, right?
Oh, we have a lot of news. The guy who's bringing my Mercedes is leaving now, so he should be here. But I got to clean my car out.
Can you turn your phone off?
I am.
Clean your car out when he gets here. There's going to be stuff to do.
What do you mean? I got to sign papers.
Yeah.
But he's not going to sit there while I clean my fucking
car.
He
won't care. They detail it anyway.
What do you mean? What did you just say? They detail. What are you talking about? They detail it.
Isn't that what you call when you get your car detailed?
Oh, you are the dumbest human being on the planet. Let me just tell you how dumb you are.
Okay, this is...
What?
It's just, you know, when dumb people call you dumb, it doesn't hold any water.
First of all, I'm far from dumb. But
you're willing to call me dumb.
Well, on this, yeah, because you call me dumb when you think I'm dumb.
No,
and
I
call you dumb.
No, I don't.
Are you fucking losing
your
mind?
I never do. I never call you dumb.
You call me stupid?
No, I don't.
You call me dumb?
Never.
Stupid?
No.
Dumb?
Well, don't.
They're picking my car up. They're leaving me a car. I'm buying a car.
And I get it. What's so fucking hard to understand about that?
They're taking my car away. They're not going to detail it. What are they going
to
detail?
No, you don't have to clean it. Take your shit out and give it to them.
I got tons of shit. Glove compartment, the middle compartment.
You said to me, I have to clean my car.
Yes.
I said, don't worry about it. They'll detail it.
No,
then you said you're the dumbest person on the planet.
I don't mean clean it out like vacuuming.
Well, those were the words that you used. If you want to communicate something differently to me, then you should use different words. Because I think to the entire fucking planet, including the non-English speaking people, to clean something means to fucking clean it.
That's where you're wrong again. To clean out something, that means... takeout.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Oh, really?
Takeout and clean out mean the same thing?
Really?
Why don't we get clean out tonight? How about Mexican clean out tonight?
How about if somebody came to your house and ate all your food, would you go, they cleaned out my refrigerator? You wouldn't think they came over your house and cleaned it. They cleaned out my refrigerator.
I've only ever said that one time. And it was about my mom, and she cleaned out my refrigerator.
So that's what I mean. Clean out your
car. No, she literally got a soap and water and cleaned out my refrigerator.
Yeah. So you know what cleaned out. You got to clean out your car. Take the stuff out.
I just won that argument, and you keep acting like you won it.
I won it. If you ask anybody, clean out your car means take the stuff out of your car. Clean up your car means to clean up your car, like you're saying. Clean out is clean out your car. Clean up, clean it up. Vacuum this and that. Okay,
how about
you agree?
If I clean your clock? What the fuck does that mean?
Then my clock, I'll be able to see it better. The one in the kitchen?
If we had a real physical fight,
I'd fuck you up. I would love that to go in the ring with
now?
You.
Now?
What, you think because you took a couple months of CrossFit? I'm a karate guy.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I would... Are you kidding me?
Let's do it. Let's do a pay-per-view boxing match.
Oh, God, I would love it. But I wouldn't even...
I'll train. We both get to train for a couple of weeks.
You could keep training. I won't even train. I just do what I do. I work
out.
You
don't train. I'll do a little training.
Okay, with your guy, with your cult people.
He's a black belt in karate also.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's he packing?
10 inches.
Yeah, an Asian guy's got 10 inches.
Is that what you meant by what's he packing?
Yeah, well, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. Why would you ask what your karate teacher was packing?
Wouldn't you know? You've never seen him naked. He's your teacher.
What are you talking about?
That you're in a cult.
Yes.
You guys,
there is a lot. I swear to God, there's a lot of like information that about this area. Like he shows you how to do moves, like the weights, how you lift them up or whatever, like if you're doing a deadlift, it always is right around this, his crotch area. You have to like,
get
awkward.
Down. You got to look and bend down.
No, like he show. Can I just show you?
No, I don't want to see it. It's
like he'll be like, here's the bar down here, and then you like this one. Right here, oh. Right here it should end. Right here, so it's like right on this.
You look kind of pretty lately. Let me see. Let me lift up your shirt. Let me see how, if you're getting skinny. Whoa! Look at you getting some muscles. Here, pull down your drawers. Let me see your, let me see your puss. Is your? Do you work your?
My vag muscles.
Yeah. What do you call that?
I sometimes will clean up with my vag.
You do Kegels?
No. But I'll like, you know, I'll put away my weights and stuff sometimes if I'm tired. I'll use my.
Your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You just snatch it up.
I suck it up.
And then walk the weights over between
mm-hmm.
your legs.
Mm-hmm. No, it goes right up inside.
And then what? And you shoot it out and you land?
Then I sneeze and it comes right out.
And it flies across the room?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of news do we have to share?
We
as
have...
As a couple with a podcast.
What?
I don't
what
know.
Does that mean?
I don't know. Just as us.
Are you proposing to me right now?
No.
Oh, my God.
But we're not supposed to talk about it, I thought.
She sent the confirmation email. She said she'll send it as an email, and she did.
That's a confirmation from that she's just sending over the stuff to iTunes.
I said to her, can we tweet it? And she said, well, let me actually email the guy and make sure that it's going over there today. And if it's going over to today, then yeah. Then.
Do they have the finished film?
He said 100%.
Do they have the finished film?
Yes. You got to pay Vic.
He never sent me a bill.
Well, we've got to get him on the phone.
Oh, okay. Let's hold him off as long as we can.
No, come on.
I know. He's the best.
He really is. He's our editor, Vic.
He's good.
Vic, unpronounceable last name.
Yeah.
Look him up. Get him if you have a project.
Yeah, if you have a project, look up Vic.
I'll tell you his last name. Right.
So, Bergotsky. No, Berzikowik.
Yeah,
Vic what?
It's...
Don't, let's go. You don't have to say his last name. I'm sure he doesn't want his last name read over...
Why? Everybody likes to be Vic Barzyk. B-A-R-C-Z-Y-K.
Great.
Barzyk.
He's such a Vic good editor. Barzyk. It's unbelievable.
He's the best. He's the absolute best.
What's the good news? I mean, we had a couple good news, but we're not going to talk about the other one.
Okay, so I don't have a date for my book yet, but we do have a date that our movie will be available on iTunes. And everyone has to go and fucking download it that day so that we can get, like...
Number one.
In a good position.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, everyone has to. I mean, obviously, you don't have to.
Yes, you do.
No, people don't have to, but we want them to.
August what?
If I've ever favorited a tweet of yours. August 26th. It's a Tuesday.
Our movie will be on iTunes August 26th.
Women Aren't Funny.
We'll be on iTunes August 26th.
And then she wants, as part of a marketing strategy, is to hashtag Women Aren't Funny and have it become like, what do you call that?
Well, when we go to our people, we're going to ask them to tweet.
I know, but I'm not going to ask them to use a hashtag.
I know. No, we're going to say go...
Sarah, can you tweet something about the movie and use the hashtag Women Aren't Funny? I mean, I guess that wouldn't be so bad.
No.
But she wants it to be like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hashtag Women Aren't Funny. Like it to be like a sarcastic. It's a hard thing to pull off.
I don't understand. That's your Twitter.
Like you're supposed to like, you know, like Carol Burnett's show ran for 26 seasons. I don't even know what it is, but... Hashtag women aren't funny. Like it's supposed to be sarcastic. But then you'll be like, but I know what will happen because I know these fucking people. And they'll be like, your mom's box, women aren't funny. You know? Or they'll like,
stand up for Ann.
Your women aren't funny. Yeah. Or they'll change it to like Black Women Aren't Funny or something.
August 26th, as of now on iTunes.
August 26th. You may be able to pre-order it soon.
Really?
That's what she said.
Oh, can you imagine if we get... All we need is 1 million downloads.
1 million.
1 million to break even. 1 million downloads.
But really,
to break
we
even.
Don't get any money from the downloads. Like, so much of it goes to the lawyer, the iTunes takes so much, and the distributor takes so much. So we're really...
For every download, we get three
popsicle
sticks.
You get one penny, and I get one penny, you get one penny.
No, we need 1 million downloads. Once we get 1 million downloads...
How much is 1 million pennies?
1 million pennies is $100,000.
Oh, I thought it was $1,000.
That would be...
Women aren't... Hashtag women aren't good at math.
You thought it was what?
What? $1,000.
$1,000?
But I didn't think about it. I just...
$100,000.
I couldn't...
How
many
pennies are in a dollar? 100.
Uh-huh.
So you have 1,000 $1 bills?
Yes.
You'd have 100,000.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Thank
then
you.
Then 10 times There's that one. Would be 1 million, so it would be $10,000. There you go.
You said 100,000 the first time.
No, I didn't. Oh, wait. Let me see, now you got me confused again. $10,000. 10,000 times 100.
See, if we were on our radio show on Tuesday night, we could just like be like, can someone call in with the answer for us?
10,000 times 100 is 1 million.
You know who's going to email us about this?
Who?
Dr. Steve. He always does.
About?
Like anytime we're like, you know, being dumb. He's like, well, here's a good, easy way to figure it out. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Don't tell doctor. Don't
you
ever say to
go
doctors,
fuck yourself, okay? We like being dumb.
Fucking, you don't.
That's
ever,
what we've based our entire careers on.
You don't fucking ever talk to Dr. Steve like that.
He hasn't like been.
He texted me after the radio show Tuesday.
He did?
Yeah. He said, great show.
Well, how does he listen? Is he like operating on people like with his earphones in, listening to something?
He doesn't. He works in a hospice.
He does?
With dying cancer patients.
No.
Yes.
I thought he was a surgeon.
I don't think he's a surgeon. He works in a hospital.
Oh, well, this makes more sense. He's got a lot more time to ignore
his patients. You know, he probably
patients.
Prescribes medicine, and he probably comforts them, and, you know, they're dying. They're sick.
That's a hard, it's hard to do that.
How do you know? You've never done it. You've
I
never
listened
done
to
it.
A podcast about it. I swear
You've
to God.
You've never done it. No. What kind of podcast?
About people that worked in a hospice. And
well, what was the podcast?
It was with NPR. It was one of their... I think it was either...
Hopping with hospice?
I think it was This American Life, actually.
I don't know where you get all this NPR shit from in your head, but it's fucking... It's going to ruin you. Okay?
Why? I like having a wide range of things to feed my brain, okay? So I'm not just listening to like... Look... I listen to NPR all day and then read my boyfriend Greg Gutfeld's book at night. Okay? So
You love Greg Gutfeld, don't you?
I love Greg Gutfeld. I don't know what it is about him, but...
Would you leave me for him?
Well, he's married, so I don't want to break up a marriage.
And
the other thing is he doesn't really like me.
For sure,
but that might be part of my attraction towards him.
But, like... I'm better looking than him.
Technically. Like if you just had photos side by side, maybe.
He,
I don't know.
No, I mean, I like him. He looks like a troll or something. He looks like...
Okay, let me see. Let me just look. Put that up beside you. Just put that up.
Look at his dumb... Are you kidding me?
Well, it's not so much the shape of his face. It's... I don't know what it is.
Would you let him eat your pussy?
Well, I mean, in another time and space, maybe.
If I was hiding in the closet peeking?
Oh, my God.
Or sitting in my new car?
You're taller than him, I think.
Big deal. I wonder what he's
You
packing.
Know what I always think is weird? Like, when you do a show, the chairs are up really high. Like, did he do that on purpose? He's like, I'm going to make you feel what I always feel. When I'm sitting down.
What, my legs dangling?
Legs dangling. Like, in a way, he's like made everybody.
But he always has
put
nice
everybody
shoes.
At the same disadvantage.
He hasn't always has nice shoes. You would think he wouldn't want to bring.
He's really smart and he's really funny. I know it's stupid. I don't agree with a lot
hey,
of
you know
his,
what gets me?
What?
Like our movie, like, remember when nobody wanted anything to do with it?
Yes.
Like, our ex-lawyer, nobody.
Yeah. Everyone said, re-edit it.
Do this.
But they don't get comedy. Like, people thought it should be more...
fucking empowered.
Empowered. Like, and more, like, more women sitting around being like... Well, I, you know, I've been victimized by the industry, and you know, whatever. And it's not
there's
like that.
I don't think there's one thing in there like that. I mean, Susie kind of is honest, you know. Going,
well, no, people are honest, but they're funny. Comedians are just funny, so you pick the right. But like, yeah, like Marina talks about that it's hard to, you know, get into certain clubs if a guy is introducing you and stuff. But then it's funny and.
Yeah.
You know, like they tell real stuff. Wanda tells about like how shitty it is to stay in
condos,
and it's really funny. Like, so yeah, they have real, there's real things that are dealt with, but they're funny. Sarah's hilarious. Hysterical.
She's fucking funny. Sarah's funny.
Yeah.
How could you be that funny and that good looking all at once in life? That's okay. Almost insane. All
right.
She doesn't age.
Neither does Greg Gutfeld.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I would trade, like, if you...
Would you have sex with Sarah?
Would I have sex with her?
Yeah.
In life?
Yeah.
In a second.
Did you ever try?
Never once. I didn't know her like
she
that.
She likes you. It's weird. She's one of the few females that I know that, like, genuinely likes seeing you walk up.
Well, because here's the thing. I didn't know her like that when I was single. I mean, she got me on Kimmel. She told Jimmy put mm-hmm. me on. I was always nice to her, but I mean, I'm a good, you know, I was a good looking dude. I was just probably never thought about, you know. I was going for like more beaten down comics that, you know, weren't as successful. I probably, you know, I don't
that
know.
That is really a mean thing to say. I'm not mean like that to you. Like, I say shitty things to you.
You
for
are the
comedy
meanest person
sake.
On the planet to me. You are so. The reason I married you because you remind me of every mean person all put into one.
No, it's because you feel like no. That's not true. That's not true. You're mean to people, so you appreciate.
A good
dose of meanness.
I appreciate Sarah and everybody else who helped us out in this movie. That's what I, you know, they took their time out. And, you know, and they were good. And I'm going to send them all a fruit basket after.
Are you really?
No.
Oh.
I'll send them something. If I make some money, get some money back, just get some. I'll send everybody something. A thank you note. Thank you. Let's all say thank you. Send them like a nice, maybe some flowers or, you know, maybe my new CD. My new CD's ready. I have it here, but I don't want to release it now until after the movie. I don't want fucking people to get all confused. You know what I mean? I could release the CD anytime. Can
Why
I?
Why would people get confused?
I mean, they're not going to buy. I don't want to go on.
Can you take
on
your gum out? Honestly, people are really, they get angry. You read the tweets, they get angry about it.
All right, I won't chew it at all.
No, but just take it out. How hard? You really can't go 15 minutes without chewing gum?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to, let me look at my calendar, because I got to find out. When I'm going to L.A. I'm going to San Diego, but I'm going to L.A. for 2 days. So you got to help me with this. I'm going to L.A. for 2 or 3 days before mm-hmm. I go to San mm-hmm. Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so here's, let me mm-hmm. look at this. Mm-hmm. And then we could decide, okay, July. Now I'm going to...
Are people just
going
to get so sick of us?
Yeah, they should. I'm sick of us.
I'm so sick of us. And I'm also like, how can I squeeze this...
Okay, the 19th and 20th...
Fucking zit of our relationship again? Like, stuff's going to stop coming out.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we got to do the radio show every Tuesday?
I hope so.
And then this every Wednesday or whatever.
Fucking guys do radio 5 days a week.
Not just two people sitting in their house talking.
Well, that's
to each
why
other.
When you do the radio show, we're gonna have guests and take calls. That's different.
Exhausted.
August 19th and 20th. See, now you made me lose the fucking dates or forget.
What? What are you trying to find out?
I want to do two good podcasts when I'm in LA, August 19th and 20th.
Right.
So I definitely want to do Rogan.
Definitely do Rogan. Do Carolla. He's in our movie.
Rogan and Carolla in the 19th and 20th. Yeah. I'm going to call Meredith to see if she could set it up for me.
Yeah.
I got to get Rogan's producer, because one time I was in L.A. and he asked me to do it. He asked me to do the podcast, but we were leaving that day.
Right.
He asked me to do it. And fuck. So I want to do Rogan.
I'm going to do Rogan.
Carolla. What about Jay Moore and Marin? And
where's her suitcase? Do you know?
I don't know. Come here, give me a kiss.
I think it's in the closet, my closet.
Give me a hug. Come here, give me. A, look how pretty she is. Give me a hug. Give me a kiss. Give me a big kiss. And the biggest hug on the planet, like the biggest, like squeeze me like.
Hey.
Squeeze
me like.
Hey, when I said the other day to you, I'm a tiger. And you ran into the room, and I said, "You're a gazelle. I'm attacking you." What did you tell me? Because I forgot. Okay, I pretend I'm a tiger, and you're a gazelle.
Okay, a gazelle. You can't catch me because tigers live in like Asia, and gazelles live in Africa.
So they tigers live in Africa too.
No, they don't.
Tigers live in Africa.
No, they do not.
Are you kidding? What do tigers?
They don't. They don't live in Africa.
Are you crazy?
I think she's right.
I am.
No, do lions live in Africa, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying tigers? There's no tigers in Africa.
None.
100%. You got to be wrong about this.
Well, maybe there's a zoo in Africa where there's tigers. Yeah.
Tigers run wild. You're saying tigers don't run wild in Africa?
Yes, they do not.
Where do they run? Get out of here! Where are tigers at?
Asia, India.
So where did, then what animal would attack a gazelle in Africa if it's not a tiger?
A cheetah.
Good.
Or maybe a lion also. Well, a lion will attack mostly anything.
What about a bobcat?
Bobcats don't even live in Africa.
Where do bobcats, is she telling?
Yes.
Tigers gotta live.
She doesn't lie about this stuff.
What is she doing? What are you doing? Do you have a book?
I do not lie. Now I'm going back upstairs so I can watch my show.
Okay, bye.
I am now leaving.
What song did you make up about me last night?
He's the worst person in the world. He tried to fart on me 3 times. Boo boo bee. 3 times on me. 3 times on me. He farted.
He's the worst, but
he's the worst person in the world. The worst person in the world. The worst person ever. He even picked me up by my pants and then knocked me on my lion's hair today. Today.
Very good, thank you.
There's tigers in Africa.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
Well, we'll wait for that email, that confirmation email from Dr. Steve.
Look it up.
Where did you find that out from?
Wildcrats.
Okay, scram. You're getting on my nerves. Put mommy's phone down. We got 3 minutes to go.
Oh, I've got like heartburn or something. It's like hurts. As I ate a plum really fast. Could that do it?
What the fuck do I know? Call Dr. Steve. Dr. Steve, if you eat a plum too fast.
Ate a plum very quickly prior to this podcast. Now I've got some heartburn issues.
Look at it. You want to see something?
Your tit? Let me see your tit. What are you doing?
Look. What's wrong? This bathing suit is the worst.
It goes all the way up.
Keeps.
I want you to.
No. Later tonight.
No. What if this guy that's delivering the car is real hot? And
Daddy,
I could save 2,000.
Wait.
What? Uh-oh.
Most tigers live in Asia, especially through... Okay, fine. Most tigers live in Asia, specifically through Southeast Asia, China, Korea, and Russia. Tigers like to live in swamps, grasslands, and rainforests. Usually where tigers live, there are trees, bushes, and clumps of tall grass.
Thank you.
All in Africa too.
Well, they just don't. Who goes?
They didn't say they don't live in Africa.
They say mostly because in case there's some rogue African. What is it again we're talking about?
Tiger.
Tigers.
It says this protection from the sun. And come also, here. In it, Africa, there's a lot of sun.
Uh-huh.
Talk into the mic.
They don't like a lot of sun.
Yeah, and in Africa, there's a lot of sun.
How do you know? Have you ever been there?
Well, she's...
It's hot, okay?
One time I was watching with her, her favorite movie she had was, what's that one? Scooby-Doo. And they'd gone to get some, like, you know, hunt down some clues or something in Africa. So they're driving through Africa. I'm not kidding. And, you know, some city in Africa. And the one guy goes, Africa? This looks like Detroit.
No.
I'm not kidding. This could be Detroit. Maybe they said Cleveland. Something like that.
No. On Scooby-Doo?
On Scooby-Doo, where the...
Oh, Daddy.
Like, somehow the writer knew, like, was making a wink, but it got through anyway. But they just meant, like, because it's a city, but still, it's so racist.
It says, on here, it says, why don't tigers live in Africa?
Why then read it? Why don't they live in Africa?
But if they don't, it says, Africa. If you're on a safari in Africa and spot a tiger, it's definitely something to write home about. Tigers, as we know them, you see, have never lived in the wild in Africa, but there's still a chance you could see there. Let us explain. Okay.
See? So
there's
you
a
could.
Chance.
Yeah.
But rare.
Like,
rare.
They can just, like, kind of wander.
Well, what about leopards?
Lions, leopards, tigers are all part of the Felidae family of cats, which originated in Africa and share a common ancestor. At some point, probably around 2 million years ago, one offshoot of the, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Felidae migrated east toward Asia, and those cats evolved into the orange, black, and white striped beasts we know today. Once established in Asia, however, tigers never returned to Africa, although scientists aren't exactly sure why. Thank you, everybody, for this edition of National Richard Bonney Geographic.
Hey, don't forget Raina.
Oh, and Raina.
Da da da. Da da da. Now, we officially know tigers do not live in Africa.
Why did you ask people to start following you on Vine? You
gotta get follow me on Vine or else.
Okay.
No, now beat it.
What's your name on Vine?
You don't want these creeps following her.
She makes good vines.
I do.
Oh, okay.
RainaBoss@gmail.com.
No. Or, that's your email.
Yeah, that's my email. That's what it says on there.
No, but it's RainaBoss.
Yeah, RainaBoss Vine.
Okay.
That's what it says on the thing.
Right.
See you later.
Now she's going to get weird emails.
All right, folks. We got to get out.
Thank you, babe.
This Saturday, Montreal Comedy Festival live. My Wife Hates Me with Bill Burr.
Yeah.
As our host, who hasn't got back to me, but I'm hoping they'll
what
still
if somebody
do.
Like is at a party and they're like, actually, Mommy, tigers don't live in Africa, and they're like, oh, how do you know about that? The My Wife Hates Me podcast.
Smile.
You'd have to make up something
smile
else.
Okay, good.
Don't put that anywhere.
Here.
I don't want it. I don't want my picture on anything.
I'm not putting your picture on anything.
Don't.
I'm just giving you a mustache.
Let me see. Send that out like
no,
that.
No,
oh.
Don't.
I don't think you can send on here anyway.
Well, one time you tweeted some stuff. I didn't like it.
But what? Yeah, you're right. You can. But I'm not doing it. You can email it, I think.
Thank
beat
you.
It.
Goodbye.
So this Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Hyatt, Montreal. My Wife Hates Me live show. Next weekend, I will be at Governor's in Long Island, Friday and Saturday. Tuesday night, our radio show. Movie being released August 26 on iTunes. August 26. We need 1 million downloads. Bonnie will be coming up at Magoobies. Outside of Baltimore.
Magoobies. First and second.
When I'm at Governor, she's at Magoobies. And that's pretty much it. Thank you. We are out. Going to buy a car.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.